I am Plot on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Aaron Craven joins me again, the artistic director of Mitch and Murray Productions, actor and playwright, is at the helm of another production of a Mike Bartlett play, the Canadian premiere of An Intervention. It's at Performance Works on Granville Island starting this Friday, the 8th of March, and running until the 17th. We spoke 2 weeks ago, just as rehearsals were to start, with the play's two actors, Kate Craven and Christian Westervelt. The play is a look at the friendship of two people as they navigate personal divisions over a war in the Middle East, the dilemma as to whether one friend should intervene in a friend's personal conflict is where the title of the work comes from. I'll ask Mr. Craven about the show, the wit and intellect that the playwright deploys therein, the timeliness of the work and this production. Visit MitchandMurrayProductions.com for tickets and information. Please welcome back to the Plant Online program, Aaron Craven. Mr. Craven, good morning.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. This play, An Intervention by Mike Bartlett, this is it's a Canadian premiere, but it's not necessarily a new show, is it?
No, it was written about 10 years ago. It had its premiere in England 10 years ago, and then had an American premiere in 2015. And it had been a play, we'd done a previous Bartlett play called Snowflake a few years back. He's just an amazing writer, sort of a combination of Mamet and Harold Pinter and all the sort of classic great playwrights. He's just one of my favorites. And so this had been a play, a little two-hander that had been sitting around in my mind for a number of years. And because the play opens with a political argument between two friends and they have a falling out over it, and because it revolves around the politics of the Middle East, when everything blew up back this fall, I just thought, okay, there's never been a better time to do this play. It's all of a sudden become probably even more timely than when it was written. Yeah. And so we decided to give it its national premiere.
And we'll get to the play in just a sec, but on Bartlett, his work is obviously serious, but it's also very funny, and there are a lot of laughs to be had, right?
Absolutely. I mean, all the way to the end, it's got quite an arresting ending, very challenging. It sort of delves into, you know, mental health and substance abuse and all these dark areas, but he does it with such wit. It's kind of in the vein of one of my favorite filmmakers is Alexander Payne, who did About Schmidt and The Holdovers and all these great films that sort of tread that fine line between drama and comedy, you know, never getting saccharine enough to go into melodrama, but also not being a straight up comedy, just allowing the audience to laugh where they're going to laugh. And there are so many laughs in this play. The dialogue is so acerbic and funny. It's just like you could, even just the reading of the play, let alone the production of the play, is just such a pleasure.
As a director, and I've always wondered this, if you are directing actors in terms of material that has laughs in it, how do you direct them in terms of how to pause for the laugh? Because not all audiences are the same, and so some nights something might not get a laugh.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How does that work with you when you work with actors, say, in this time now that you're working in the rehearsal process?
You know, you tell actors to never expect a laugh. You tell them to start the performance as if it's going to be that sort of sit back, arms crossed, quiet crowd. And if the laughs come, they come. And, you know, the traditional actor thing is hold until the laugh starts to dissipate and then continue the dialogue. And, you know, on more raucous nights, that might add a couple of minutes to the performance if the audience is really rolling with laughter. So, you know, each performance is different. That's what's so great about live performance in theater is that you just don't know how the audience is going to react. So you have to be pretty facile and quick on your feet to either hold or just to keep playing it straight. And if the audience doesn't laugh, they don't laugh. The chemistry of crowds are so unique and different each night.
And do you contend with, I guess in this production, your actors will have to contend with the political nature of the show. Do you have kind of conversations about that and what's happening in the world around us?
Not really. I whenever there's a sort of political themes within a show, I leave that for the audience to imprint. You know, the actors are ultimately playing, you know, objectives and actions against each other. And it's not really for the actors to try to, you know, decide for the audience what their political leaning is going to be. I mean, this play starts as a political argument, but it really does evolve into a play about friendship and love. And ultimately, you know, I would want the audience to walk away with this sense that I think what Bartlett's trying to get at is that our closest relationships are sometimes, because of political fractures, they're becoming as disposable as everything else in our world, you know, and we're fragmenting into these ever smaller kind of tribes of political thought. And so I think what he's doing is he's poking at that, and ultimately it's a play about relationships. And is a person who is otherwise a close friend or an intimate contact in your life, because you have a few political divides, does that then make that friendship untenable? I think that's really what the point of the play is. It starts out about an argument about the Middle East, but it really does end up in a very different place that is much deeper than the politics of the inciting incident.
I guess the intervention that's referred to in the title, that's between the two friends, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Your two actors, Kate Bessworth and Christian Westerfeld, are they friends in real life?
They're not, and in fact, you're getting this just a little bit ahead of the curve. We've had to make a cast replacement. So Kate Bessworth had a health issue come up, and so my lovely and talented wife, Kate Craven, has stepped into the role and just started rehearsing last week. So her and Christiane are not friends, but are both fellow Australians. So they have that connection with each other.
I see. That must be. It's funny how being from the same country and then being somewhere else, there's a connection immediately that's forged, isn't there? I mean, if you and I as Canadians had gone elsewhere this morning and encountered Canadians, would there be an immediate connection over a coffee or a drink, right?
I think so. I mean, the first rehearsal where Kate stepped in, there just was an automatic connection. I think it's got to do with rhythm. Maybe it's a sort of a Commonwealth sensibility. I'm not sure, but I certainly think that connection is very real. I had a friend who lived in the Cayman Islands for many years. There's many expat Canadians down there, and I've also lived in the United States for parts of my life. And I definitely find that wherever I go in the world, wherever the fellow Canadians are, we find each other.
The performance work space, I mean, that is an intimate space that I think will probably lend itself well to this material, won't it?
Yeah, it's a very versatile space. It's sort of just a big, transformable box. It's a lovely space. It's used for concerts and plays and weddings and all kinds of different things. It's like a conversion of an old industrial building, I believe. So, yeah, we're gonna create an intimacy, probably about 120 seats. The audience is going to feel like they are a fly on the wall right on top of the action.
And it's 90 minutes and there's no intermission, is that right?
Our table read ran about just under 80, and that's what I think it's going to be. And I think for, you know, modern audiences, I hear so often people say, you know, I love plays that are just one act, where I just get it. It's like a movie. I get it all in one dose, and there's no intermission to break up the momentum. So yeah. I think it plays to modern-day tastes when you do plays that are 90 minutes or less and without an act break.
And it's not for all audiences, I understand. Like, kids can't go, right?
I don't think that this play, particularly the ending, would be suitable for children, although I think, you know, teens that have a fairly good, you know, mental health foundation. I think it's not a play for anybody who's really struggling or triggered by anything to do with mental health or substance issues. It does go into some pretty challenging areas, but there is wonderful resolution and hope to the play as well. So that's why we have that content advisory for certain people. Yeah.
How long has Mitch and Murray Productions, how long have you been all in business?
The company we founded in 2012, so mm-hmm. This is our 11th year, our 12th production. And we started out, you know, the mandate of the company is to do really great plays from the global stage, you know, with playwrights. We've done Mamet, we've done Annie Baker, Bartlett, you know, just take plays that have a following and a track record elsewhere and bring them to Vancouver, which is a city that otherwise, you know, audiences might never get to see these works.
Yeah, and these are works that are important works, obviously, in the world of the theater. But it's such a gift when you're able to bring them to a city like this, because we are savvy, aren't we, in terms of our theater tastes and what we want to see, right?
We are, definitely. I do find there's a bit of a discord as a theater producer. We don't tend to be champions of receiving public funding. I think the criteria for Canada Council and those agencies is more original works, which I totally support. I wrote a play which received funding on all levels last year. But you know, there is a place for these works. It's kind of like that CanCon argument, you know, protecting Canadian heritage and whatnot. And I have a little bit of a differing opinion, because I think if you bring works to a city that are from elsewhere in the world, it educates our artists and audiences. It kind of raises our game, so to speak. So, you know, if everybody but the playwright is Canadian, if the actors, the director, the crew, the audience, everybody's Canadian, yet it's a playwright from elsewhere, I really do look at that as an important and really legitimate piece of Canadian art, as much as original works written here.
Does the sensibility of writing a play, and you mentioned a moment ago about having written a play previously, yeah, perhaps more, does that inform how you direct a production like An Intervention? I mean, are you bringing that sensibility of a playwright to the work of directing, say?
I think so. The sort of dramatic principle, when you boil it right down to its essence, the audience is always thinking, what's next? What comes next? And we're following the hero's journey, you know, our protagonist. What are they up against? Do they not get what it is that they're chasing by the end of the play? So a writer thinks with those principles and structure, and as a director, that's what you're trying to coax out of your actors. You know, a director's job, I think, is to block the play, you know, make it physically and visually interesting, but also to coax in a level of elevation out of the actors, so that, you know, the audience is nothing slack. It's taut, and the audience is always just like one step behind where the characters are going. So yeah, the sensibilities between directing and writing and acting definitely do intersect.
Yeah, and what came first for you of the three?
Acting, yeah. I was a bit of a theater nerd in university, and I always admired actors all the way back to being a kid watching films. So acting on the stage was always my first love. I think actors who never do theater are definitely missing an essential and really valuable part of the craft, to get feedback from an audience. You know, you're never going to get that from screen acting, as satisfying and as lucrative as the paychecks are. Theater is certainly the actor's medium.
I'm asking these questions as someone who enjoys going to the theater, but certainly has no aptitude and no desire to be on stage. Theater acting, is that perhaps physically more demanding than any other sort of acting you do, say, for the screen?
Oh, yeah. They're different mediums altogether. I think theater is about the words and the text, and to be on the stage, you need to have endurance. I mean, you know, this play is a two-hander. One of the characters barely leaves the stage the entire show. So the ability to pace yourself, not sort of fry your voice from projecting to a crowd every night, to be able to carry the emotional interest of a crowd for 60, 90, 120 minutes, that's definitely a feat of endurance, and is certainly physically the exertion behind that's incredible. Screen acting is more about the ability to let the audience see on film what your inner thoughts are. It's more subtle, generally more still, but and you just do it in short bursts. Yeah. You know, when you're filming, you're sort of sitting most of the day in your cast chair and occasionally getting up to shoot a sequence for a few minutes. But yeah, theater's definitely the more Olympian of the of the two mediums, I would say.
So if it is physically and mentally demanding as it is, does that influence how you write as a playwright? I mean, are you thinking about how actors have to comport themselves in a given play, in a given time and space, because you have acted in the past?
Yeah, you'd think that would give a writer a little bit more sympathy for you know, like this play that Bartlett's written, even if it was written by an actor, which I don't think Mike Bartlett is, but you just have to write for where the story's going. You don't necessarily write because you empathize with trying to give the actors a break, or think, oh, an actor can't possibly stretch that much. I mean, King Lear one of Shakespeare's plays is written for an elderly performer, and, you know, it's one of the most demanding roles in the canon of theater. So I guess writers are, maybe we're a bit sadistic. I don't know.
Aaron, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for this. And I guess I can say break a leg to a director as this production gets off the ground. Thanks for this.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The website for tickets and information is at MitchandMurrayProductions.com. Aaron Craven is the director of An Intervention, which is at Performance Works on Granville Island, starting this Friday, the 8th of March, running until the 17th. He joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.